Now, what are you drinking?
Well, half a lager would do nicely.
Okay. And what's this paper then?
My CD player's packed up.
Oh, that's a shame.
More than a shame. I'll have to cancel line dancing tonight without it.
No, don't do that. We've got a perfectly good music centre upstairs you can use.
Is that all right?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
There you go.
Thanks, Sid. How much?
No. Put your money away.
Oh, cheers. Any chance of you joining in the dancing again this week?
No. Kathy's made her views very clear on that.
Doesn't she want you to keep your new slimline figure?
Well, I think she's more worried about me workload than me figure.
Come to that. Have you been back in the gym lately?
Not as much as I'd like.
Why, pressure work?
Yes. Oh. Though Kathy and me have agreed, we're each due a bit of time off before the Christmas rush.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's why she's out shopping now.
Oh.
Yeah, and you're right. The flab soon slips back on if you don't keep it up.
You don't want to let that happen.
Right, so I reckon I'll be able to get there on Thursday.
Oh.
Sometime late afternoon.
That's funny. That's just when I was thinking of going.
Morning.
Morning.
Janine. I'm sorry, did I interrupt? I was just about to ask George when the next panto rehearsal was. I meant to go last night, but I got rather involved with something.
You're okay. There wasn't a rehearsal last night. I know that, because I've been drafted in to help, and last night I was at the gym.
There's a rehearsal tonight, Marjorie.
Oh, good. Then I shall go along and offer my services as a piano player. It's so nice to be involved with things like this again.